In power. Hello.
Hi, this is Richard Abel from the Public Defender's Office.
Is this
Hello.
about Larry? Hello, is this about Larry?
Yes, this is. This is about Larry, sir. I'm the
Yeah.
attorney that's assisting him with the case.
Got it. Yeah. What happened exactly? He was so I
Did he
couldn't
explain
figure.
to you what?
Go
Yeah,
ahead.
did he explain what happened? Why he
No,
left?
he was all hysterical. I couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
Okay. And can I have your name, please? And
Howard.
what relationship do you have? Howard? Howard?
Howard Norris. Larry's my grandson. My only grandson.
Okay.
I think he
Explain
called.
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me explain. He didn't have an attorney. He got arraigned today, so one was assigned to him. That's where I come in.
Got it.
He's charged with a reckless endangerment charge. It seems he crashed into somebody's car. The lady he
Was he
crashed
fooling with
into,
his
she's in bad shape.
phone?
Yeah, he got distracted. He gave that same statement to the officer. It's on file.
Oh, he shouldn't have said
So
anything.
the prosecutor is using that and the health condition of the young lady. I think that's what he called you. He might be expecting you to bail him out.
I bet he would.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So the bail is set for the amount of $8,000. It's a refundable collateral bond. That
Right.
means the state is required to refund it back to you. Do you think that's something you can do today for him? That
Yeah.
way I know if I have to file.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, it is a refundable collateral bond, so I will need some of your information. Just to notify the court and the PTI that you are going to submit the bail for Larry. Okay,
Right.
Mr. Howard. Can I have your last name, please?
Yeah, it's Norris, Norris.
Norris, Howard Norris.
Yeah,
Okay.
like Chuck Norris, just less tough.
Phone number, sir.
My phone number?
Yes, is this your only number, the 646?
Yeah.
Or do you have an additional number?
No, that's my phone number.
Okay, it's your cell phone number.
Cell phone, right.
Okay, and can I have your address, please, for your refund purposes?
Sure. That's 104 Central Avenue, Highland Park, New Jersey. Zip code is
Okay.
08904.
I'm sorry.
Zip code is 08904.
8908904.
Correct.
Hello.
Yes. Is the connection lousy? On my house, it's a little bit of a like almost like a bad, I don't know what you call it exactly, like a bad spot for my own cell
Yeah.
phone. Am I coming in and out, cutting in and out?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Let me know if
So
it's no good.
your
I'll
zip code
call you back.
again. Your zip code, please.
08904.
904. And again, you said you're in Island Park.
Highland Park, New Jersey.
Island. Okay,
Yeah,
just wondering.
Highland Park, right.
Okay. Now you mentioned you are able to go ahead and submit the bail for
Well,
Larry, correct?
how do I pay that?
It's going to be done, what we're going to try to do is see if we can get either, well, first off, PTI, which is a pretrial intervention program. It's for the state of New Jersey. And if we can get that enlisted into the program, then we can have his record on expunge, maybe even sealed. So the first thing we're going to do after that, So what we want to do after that, is once we have the pretrial intervention program, we're going to establish a bonding service. Well, we're going to use them for the bonding service because the bond was a lot higher. So we're going to find an office where you can submit the bail nearest to your home. You get your receipt, you submit the bail to them. Either it's going to be an automated banking service, or you're going to go directly to the court or to one of the bonding agencies there in your district. So I'm going to submit now and get where you need to go. First thing I would like you to do is to write down some information you're going to need.
Okay, I have a pen and I have paper with me.
All right, so get yourself the $8,000, just to let you know, it's, if we're going to submit through the PTI, you have to submit it in cash. So it's tangible cash, so it's in bills.
Right.
All right, so I don't know if that's you're available to do so.
I'll have to
I don't know if you have to go to your bank or whatever. That's on yourself. All right, but if you do, once you have the $8,000 in cash, all you need to do is come back home, give me a call, let me know I'm home.
Okay.
Now, and then we'll proceed from there.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Let's see if I can... I'm curious if I can withdraw, because the ATMs don't let you withdraw more than like $1,000 a day. But the question is if I can find a branch that's still open, especially if I explain to them that it's an emergency.
It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to check if there's a place that's open after hours. The other option I bank with Provident Bank. It's on Raritan Avenue in Highland Park, New Jersey. I'll have to either call them or figure that out.
You know, they're going to send them to the county jail, then the paperwork takes a little longer to get processed.
Yeah.
So once you're back, or if you can get the funds for this bail, just call me back, let me know if you're able to do so. I'm going to speak to him, let him know due to the time what he's facing. He didn't want to call anyone else. And, you know, that's something I don't know if he spoke to you about.
Yeah,
but,
when I
interviewed him, he didn't want to call anyone, you know. And I said, look, someone has to be notified that you've been arrested in order for us to do the due diligence of helping you get released.
Right.
And he thought about it for a bit, and that's when he gave us your information.
Let me just ask you one thing. If I can't get the cash, what do we
today.
Do then?
If I can't get it today, we'll have to postpone it for tomorrow. As I said, tomorrow, if it's not able to be done today, we're going to have to wait for tomorrow. Then tomorrow, I'll have to go to the county jail and just get him from there. It just takes a little bit longer than normal. Okay.
Let
me know once you're back, or once you're when
all
you're
right.
able to.
I'll probably know in about 15-20 minutes. I guess my other option is, I know he didn't want to tell his parents, but they might have more cash available. I may just have to call Linda. And
well, let me have your address once more, see if there's an office available. Again, you said it was 100?
104 Central Avenue.
Okay, that is Highland.
That's right.
And again, zip code I have 08904.
That's correct.
Okay. So let's see what can be done.
Yeah.
And give him a con. See if what you can do, because I don't want to call his parents, because he's an adult, and I don't want to break the boundaries of an attorney of his confidentiality.
Yeah. Well, you can't disclose anything, but I can. So if I need to, I can talk to them.
All right.
All right. So I'll be in touch with you soon.
Posted. All right, perfect. So let me see what I can do.
Okay. All right. All right. Take care.